My name is Sydney Malone. I am 16 years old. Today is April 28th, and I'm speaking with my mom, Allison Malone, and we're recording at our house. Can you tell me the story of how you met Dad?
So I met your dad, whose name is Kelly, obviously, when we had a class together in Lincoln. We both went to college at UNL, and I was a freshman. And he was a senior taking the same class as a freshman, a psychology class, actually. And we sat close to each other and we started talking, and he offered to give me a ride back to my dorm where I was living because it was like January or February. It was really cold and the weather was terrible. And I was like, yes, this sounds great. Then I don't have to walk in the cold. I'd love a ride back. So he gave me a ride back and we exchanged numbers and started hanging out after that.
Do you remember when you realized you wanted to be together for good?
I don't remember like a specific day where I realized that. I think I just realized it over time. And your dad is just an awesome and amazing person. And I realized that really quickly, of course. And we just were a great match. And so I think we both just kind of realized over time that we were meant to be together for a really long time.
Can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
Oh my goodness. So I went into the hospital to have you at like 7 a.m. On January 18th. And it was snowing and blizzarding, so it was really hard to get to the hospital. And I sat around all day waiting for you to come. And we waited and waited and waited. And finally, the doctors were like, okay, we think she's ready to come. And you would not come out. You were stubborn and stuck in my belly and you wouldn't come out. And so the doctor said, okay, I think we're going to have to do a C-section. We're going to have to cut her out because she won't budge. And they threw scrubs at your dad and they're like, pack up everything and get changed. We're going to the operating room. And your dad says by the time he got out of the bathroom from changing, we were gone. They were wheeling me down the hallway to get you out. And then, you know, I remember them quickly doing the surgery and you coming out. And you were perfect and beautiful. And you had a big old bruise on your cheek and a giant noggin because you'd been fighting all day because you didn't want to come out. And you looked perfect. And so they let me see you and hold you for just a second. And then they took you to the nursery while they took care of me. And Dad was like, I got to go see her. And so he left me just to kind of finish up and he went to see you again.
What was I like as a baby?
You cried all the time as a baby. You were so finicky. You cried when we set you down. You cried when we held you. You cried when we walked with you. You cried when we drove in the car. And the only way you would sleep at night is if somebody was holding you just right. So your dad and I would have to take turns staying awake and sitting in a chair holding you so that you would sleep. And sometimes you'd sleep in the car. And then we figured out when you were a couple months old that you would sleep in your car seat finally. And so we put your car seat in your crib and you would sleep in your car seat every night because that's the only way you would sleep. And you were so finicky and so cranky all the time and so particular. But you were beautiful and so fun and so crabby.
Do you remember a time when I was younger that I made you angry?
Good question. I don't know. Probably when you weren't sleeping, I was angry all the time because I was tired. And especially when you wouldn't sleep and I had to go back to work. So you would like wake up and want to eat at 4, from 4 to 5 in the morning. And then I basically have to get ready for work. So I was like up from like 4 a.m. on and watching really weird shows. Like in the middle of the night on like PBS. But no, I don't remember being really angry with you about anything. Just tired. And I wished that you would just sleep.
What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
Probably that, when you wouldn't sleep at all. One time when you were little, I was reading you a story and you were sitting kind of in my lap and you tilted your head back really fast and hit me in the nose, and you broke my nose.
I remember that.
So that was not great because that hurt a little bit. When you were little also, and your brother was really little, you body slammed him into the garage floor.
Was it
you,
that bad?
Yeah, you were trying to pick him up around his belly, and you both fell forward, and he fell face first, and you fell on top of him. And he had, like, a golf ball that kept getting bigger on his forehead. And on the way to the urgent care, he was, like, quietly sitting in his car seat, and you were sobbing. You're like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. And Cody was fine. He was like, I'm fine. You're like, it was an accident. I'm so sorry. We weren't mad at you, but it was a little scary. I think you were really scared, too, because it looked awful.
Okay, my very last question. Are you proud of me and why?
When am I not proud of you is a better question. I am proud of you literally all the time. First and foremost, you are so kind and you're so smart. You do so great in school. I never have to remind you of anything, to do anything, to be anywhere. You have the best work ethic. You're so determined. Everything you do, it's like a bazillion percent. You work and you go to school and you get good grades and you play sports and you have friends and you, I mean, just like, how could you not be proud of somebody who does all of those things? You're just an amazing kid. And it's probably not even fair. You know what? It probably makes sense that you cried a lot when you were little and you were a really difficult baby because you're a really easy teenager because you're such a great kid. And so I feel like either you're a great baby and kind of a bratty teenager or vice versa, and you were kind of a rough baby, so that's why you're such a great teenager. And everybody we talk to, the people that you work with, your boss, your teachers, your whoever we talk to is like your coaches. Sydney's just the greatest kid. She's a leader, and she's kind, and she's motivated, and she knows things that you can't teach people, which are like working hard and being grateful. Of course I'm proud. Like, I have the best kid ever. Of course I'm proud.
All right, that's all.